The meeting in Paris has been billed as a potentially unique political opportunity to limit global warming, one of the most serious results of climate change. French President François Hollande opened the conference.
C'est au nom de la justice climatique que je m'exprime.
It is in the name of climate justice that I'm speaking before you today, and in the name of climate justice that we must act. We need to wake up to the severity of the threat posed to balances in the world.
It's hoped a universal deal will be struck by world leaders by the end of the two-week meeting. The key goals include measures to limit global temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius and to agree a mechanism by which rich economies can provide $100 billion a year for poor countries from 2020 to develop technology and build infrastructure to cut their emissions. Cristiana Figueres is the head of UNFCCC, the United Nations body which is organizing the conference.
This past year has been a turning point. After many years of hard work, we finally see irreversibility of direction, depth of engagement, and boldness of action. This turning point is remarkable, but the task is not done.
One of the challenges facing delegates is whether some countries, the polluters, have more responsibility to act than others. Developing nations say industrialized countries should do more to cut harmful greenhouse gas emissions. In his speech, U.S. President Barack Obama admitted his country, as the world's second largest emitter, had played a role in creating the problem. He warned of some of the likely effects if action was not taken.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow, political disruptions that trigger new conflict, and even more floods of desperate peoples seeking the sanctuary of nations not their own. That future is not one of strong economies, nor is it one where fragile states can find their footing. That future is one that we have the power to change. Right here, right now. But only if we rise to this moment.
All the participating world leaders will have the opportunity to lay out their vision of how to reverse climate change. President Hollande of France had this rallying message for them.
Alors, plaçons-nous au plus haut niveau.
So let's set our ambition as high as possible so that we can at least come close to this ambition. Because here in Paris, we will decide on the very future of the planet.
Delegates will spend the next 2 weeks working to try and complete an agreement that governments around the world can sign on to. It's hoped that this conference will go down in history as marking the turning point in the struggle to reverse unchecked global warming. Cristina Silveiro at the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, France.